Hi, my name is Martha Moldovan, Oberlin College class of 2011. I'm an art history major, and I'll be speaking about Sir Thomas Lawrence's portrait of Eleanor Lady Wigram made in England between 1815 and 1816. Eleanor was an aristocrat, the second wife of a wealthy British merchant and shipbuilder named Sir Robert Wigram. In this elegant portrait, Sir Thomas Lawrence exhibits all of the qualities that gave him international recognition as a painter. In this painting of Lady Wigram, we see a delicacy in his rendering of details, coupled with his thick impasto strokes that give his paintings a gentle yet energetic naturalism. Eleanor Wigram was an interesting character, known in Walthamstow as Lady Bountiful for her deep involvement in various philanthropic projects in the town. She was a pioneer in establishing education and welfare programs and was deeply involved in the local parish. In 1815, she founded the Walthamstow Female Benefit Society, the first association to organize volunteers in the town. Eleanor was also the mother of 17 children, a biological feat that one wouldn't guess by looking at the fresh-faced woman in the portrait. A portrait was meant to capture the social stature of its subject, and there are several details in this painting that do just that. Eleanor sits on a lush red velvet couch surrounded by a variety of expensive fabrics. Velvet was a material exclusively worn by the upper echelons of society, and here we see it depicted all over the surface of the canvas. The fur and feather fabric hanging off the couch is also incredibly fancy. Draped over Eleanor's shoulders is a cashmere shawl, which may be a reference to her husband's success as a businessman. Sir Robert Wigram was made chairman of the East India Docks in 1810, managing the import of exotic goods such as silk, teas, and textiles. Beyond his involvement in the East India Docks, Robert Wigram invested heavily in other sea trade. If we look towards the landscape shown through the window on the right, we see a body of water, which may be an allusion to the Wigram's business ventures. And while it may seem superfluous for Lawrence to have included so many details about Sir Wigram's achievements in this portrait, the prosperous merchant once said, "I never did undertake any business of moment without consultation with my wife, and I can truly say it has much promoted my fortune." So it seems relevant to include such references in the portrait of Eleanor. If we consider this painting in relation to Cleveland's two Lawrence pieces, we see the artist's sensitivity to the individual character and stature of his patrons. The skill must have heightened his popularity in Britain's royal courts, where Lawrence was the in-house painter to King George III. Hanging next to Lady Wigram in the Cleveland galleries is a portrait of the actress Catherine Grey, Lady Manners, made in 1794. Here we see Lawrence take a completely different representational approach. The artist shows his subject standing as the Roman goddess Juno, the painting far more vibrant and flamboyant than the Allen piece in color and content. This portrait was rejected by its patron and received no recognition when it was displayed in the Royal Academy. In the same room, we can find a portrait of Charlotte and Sarah Cartrett Hardy from 1801, a seated double portrait in which the subjects are dressed in a far more modest attire, with a less extravagant background. We see how Lawrence may have learned from his mistakes and by this point adopted a more subtle approach to portraiture. If we compare the outfits worn by the subjects in the three paintings, we can see that the portrait of Eleanor is the closest to what we would consider traditional Elizabethan dress. We can identify this style by Lady Wigram's intricate white lace collar and long black velvet gown. This was an aristocratic style from the 17th century that was revived after the defeat of Napoleon in 1815, 1 year before the exhibition of Eleanor in the Royal Academy. Her manner of dress may represent one manifestation of the swell of patriotism in England. 1815 was also a big year for the artist, as he was knighted for his services to the crown. The patriotic theme in this portrait may be born both of England's national victories as well as Lawrence's professional success.